The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on all my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate World Mission Sunday. We are reminded of the great mandate or command of Jesus, which has never changed. We find that in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. And Jesus says in that mandate, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. This mandate, which is the missionary work of the church, is exactly what we are doing to our catechumen and candidates that we have welcomed into our community this morning. We are preaching to them. We are educating them. We are teaching them. And soon we will be baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And for some of them who have already been baptized, they will continue to observe everything Jesus has commanded us. Brothers and sisters, in each pew, you will find an envelope which is called World Mission Sunday, which is the propagation of the faith. In that envelope, it goes a long way. It's not just simply your monetary contribution that is given to the mission of the church, but you make it happen. And our candidates and catechumens here this morning are just a few of those in the entire church around the world to which your help, your contribution, your generosity will go a long way. And this Sunday, we are invited to consider what this mission of the church is all about. The mission is to proclaim the Word of God. And if I were to use the gospel reading today, the mission of the church is not for us to compare ourselves with one another. Remember those two persons, two people who went up to the temple to pray? One was a Pharisee, the other one was a tax collector. The Pharisee was doing what was prescribed by the law. He went to the temple. Everything that he said was okay, except one thing. And what was that? When he began to compare himself with the tax collector. But that's not what prayer is all about. When I begin to compare myself with others, then are we in competition with each other? Or are we in communion with one another? So that we help one another so that we will grow in the practice of the faith. The tax collector, on the other hand, knew already. He didn't have to remind God, just like the Pharisee. I fast twice a week, I pay taxes, I do everything according to the law. God knew that. And so for the tax collector, he knew. And so simply he says, "Oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner." He realized that there was so much to be desired in his life. And all he needed was the mercy of God. And on this World Mission Sunday, we are called upon that together with evangelization and the sacramental work of missionaries around the world, we often understand that through the work of missionaries, evangelization begins with education. And with education, work, there's so much work dedicated to time and effort. And so we may not be going to the mission lands, but we support the missionaries who proclaim the word of God. Just like it is proclaimed to us. But just imagine how many in the whole wide world do not have this opportunity to be sitting there and the priest speaking before you. They don't even have a priest. And that's why missionaries are very important in the church. The Jubilee year marks the 90th anniversary of World Mission Sunday. First approved by Pope Pius XI in 1926 and organized by the Pontifical Society for the Propagation of the Faith. That's what you see there in the envelopes. Every collection sent to this office are used for the care of Christian communities in need and for supporting the proclamation of the gospel to the ends of the earth. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.